Tonight, Pittsfield, Massachusetts is holding a public input meeting on an expansion of the city skate park. The skate park is on the corner of Appleton Avenue and East Street, a busy intersection adjacent to Pittsfield High School. Opened in 2011, it replaced a set of tennis courts after the city decided its existing park in the nearby Pittsfield Common wasn't up to snuff. Pittsfield Park Open Space and Natural Resource Program Manager James McGrath.
We were in the throes of redoing the Pittsfield Common on First Street, and that park had in the northeast corner a small skate park, which really was not meeting the needs of the users.
The Common is a great space, but where the skate park was in the Common, it was hidden from plain view from the road. It was kind of in the back part of it where you could get to it from the train tracks and stuff. And it was kind of a place where, some trouble would happen down there.
Bill Whitaker is one of the founders of the Garden Skate Shop, which has been on North Street for 19 years.
It wasn't exactly the best place to tell customers and things like that to go to, you know. They'd come in and say, you have a skate park? And I'd be like, yeah, just kind of be careful, you know, watch your stuff.
Using a state grant of $150,000 and $50,000 in city capital funds, the new park was built. Again, McGrath.
From our perspective, you know, it was relatively low cost, but it has had a huge impact in our park systems.
Whitaker says it serves a diverse set of user needs.
Some of them like the same types of things, but there's other people that like jumping more or are more into like more street style of objects, like places you would see, you know, us get kicked out of normally, like ledges and stairs and things like that, whereas some kids, maybe more BMX kids, might want something more that they can jump out of, you know what I mean, or like hips and jump lines, things like that.
There's currently a quarter pipe and a bowl and some other elevated features, and this next expansion will look to add some new and interesting features, ground skate and bike features that we've heard so much desired out there.
The city of North Adams, 20 miles north, opened its own park in 2017. Again, Whitaker.
There's a bit of like a skate tourism. People travel to go to these parks. So we saw, like when North Adams was built, we saw a lot of the locals going up there, you know, and we want to try to get those people back and get more people here, you know, basically, and come downtown. And then they're going to spend money at other places too, you know what I mean? Dunkin' Donuts and all those places, I'm sure their business is going to go up.
The same firm that devised the North Adams Skate Park, Spahn Ranch, will handle Pittsfield's new expansion design. McGrath says the city estimates the project's cost at around $300,000 and that it plans to use federal community development block grants and capital funds to pay for it. He says the initial construction was always considered just the beginning of the park.
The first phase only designed and built out a skate park on roughly half of the footprint of the old tennis courts. And there has been a real call from the users to get phase two going, and that's where we are now. So we're really excited about bringing this forward to the community and having that conversation about what this next phase will look like.
Again, Whitaker.
People have been talking about a place for shade or a place to sit down, you know, where parents or friends or, you know, if you want to just take a break, you can sit down and get out of the sun for a minute. There used to be a couple trees down there that got cut down over this last year, and that's where a lot of people used to hang out to get out of the sun.
Sean LaPatton, who is 13, was at the park on Tuesday with his BMX bike.
I just like doing tricks and stuff. So it's like really fun, and I like hanging out with my friends here and helping them like learn tricks.
He's been up to the park in North Adams, but says he prefers Pittsfield's.
I think I like this one better because it actually has like a bowl, and I like the bowl, and like it's kind of bigger here.
He has his own desires for the next phase of the park.
I would like to see a pump track and probably like this like quarter pipe. That would be really fun.
Pittsfield will hold its first public meeting on phase two of the city's skate park expansion tonight at 6 at the Ralph J. Froyo Senior Center at 330 North Street. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.